Okay, let's go. Here we go. Our learning should be in protection for all Klai Yisrael, for the entire world. We should see Yeshua's mamash. I just want to talk a little bit about Achdus. I think what Kriyas Yamsuf and what Shvi Yishal Pesach really represents, it really propels us and projects us and really puts us into the sphere. So Omer really mindset and really builds us up to for Lag BaOmer and to Shavuos. So let's connect Kriyas Yamsuf, Sfiras Omer, and for Shavuos. And Meshech Chachman writes in Parshas Vayishlach, a very interesting idea. Quote to the Medrash. The Medrash says, "Why is Vamayim Lahem Choma? Vamayim Lahem Choma?" Right. The pasuk says that the water was a wall, but the pasuk says Choma without a vav. The Medrash says, "Why is it without a vav? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Mekatchikim, are saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you doing all these great things for Klai Yisrael? Klai Yisrael also served in Avodah Zarah. They're also serving Avodah Zarah. Why are you doing all these great things for Klai Yisrael?" Says the Meshech Choma, a beautiful question. Why are these Mekatchikim, these Malachim, these persecutors, why are they only opening up their mouths now by Kriyas Yamsuf? Why did they open up their mouths when they left Mitzrayim as well? And says the Meshech Chachma, a beautiful idea. He says that at the end of the day, when it comes down to when we were in Mitzrayim, we were still Ba'achdus. We were doing the Karman Pesach together. And we did the Bris Milah together. We were so Ba'achdus. And even though maybe we were on the 49th level of Tumah, even though we had that, but because we had Achdus, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does for the Tzibur Nisim. When we have Achdus, it doesn't matter what we are as individuals, says the Meshech Chachma. As individuals, we might be lacking. We might be impure. But as a Tzibor, we were so Tahar. We were so Tahar, Kaddish, and Mekatchikim weren't saying a word. But what happens, says the Medrash, quoted by the Meshech Chachma, what happens when we came to Yamsuf? We all got into four different groups. There was one group that's saying we're going to drown. And there's one group that said we should go back to Mitzrayim. And there's another group that said we should go fight them off. And there's another group that said we're gonna fight against each other. There was no Achdus there. There was no Achdus. And even after seeing all the 10 great miracles in the Malkus, there was no Achdus. Kadosh Baruch, this is when the Mekatchikim started speaking up. Says the Meshech Chachma, we see the Koach of Achdus. We see the Koach of what it means to care for another person. And this is actually something that we saw in a few psukim earlier that we're going to lay on Shvi Yishal Pesach. Says the Maral Diskin, V'amar Paro l'bnei Yisrael, nevuchem heim ba'aretz. They're trapped in the land, Paro says to B'nai Yisrael. So Rashi says, L'bnei Yisrael is al B'nai Yisrael. But says the Maral Diskin, L'bnei Yisrael, he quotes the Targum Yonasan. There were actually two Jews left still in Mitzrayim. And who were those two Jews? Those were two Jews were Dustin and Aviram. Dustin and Aviram stayed in Mitzrayim. They didn't go out with Klai Yisrael. But the Maral Diskin asked them, how did Dustin and Aviram came? And we know that they're the whole story of Korach later on in the Torah. What's going on? Says the Maral Diskin, such a beautiful foreigner, beat him and said this, I never forgot it. Dustin and Aviram were the Shoitrim, that they gave themselves for Klai Yisrael. That even though at the end of the day they were the ones who were fighting, and they said, oh Moshe, you're going to kill us like you killed that Egyptian yesterday, they also took the beating for Klai Yisrael. And at the end of the day, when they got to Yamsuf, says the Maral Diskin, they got to Yamsuf and they came back with Paro to be able to get Klai Yisrael, they had their own Kriyas Yamsuf. They joined Klai Yisrael. They joined Klai Yisrael, and they, because they had this tremendous love of Achdus, they were zochet to their own Kriyas Yamsuf. So we see from these two powerful ideas, from the Meshech Chachma and the Maral Diskin, Meshech Chachma, even though as individuals, we might be lacking on an impure way, as individuals, but we had Achdus in Mitzrayim. The Mekatchikim didn't say anything. Only once we got to Mitzrayim, only when we got to Kriyas Yamsuf, we started fighting. Then the Mekatchikim spoke and said, "Oh, they're also serving Avodah Zarah." And Maral Diskin says this even applied to Dustin Aviram. Dustin Aviram might have been so bad, but when it came down to it, they took the beating for Klai Yisrael. They were on such a high level when it came to be caring for other people. The Ramban and Rabbeinu B'chai will all say in Tzvias Omer, and Tzvias Omer is the time of Chol Moed. We know the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva's students died because they shall no nagu kovet zeh bazeh. Rabbi Chesed of Kushmer says the haftulecha kamocha zeh klal gadol b'Torah. You should love your friend like yourself. What does it mean zeh klal gadol b'Torah? He says you want to know how good your Torah learning is. You want to know how merzav, how good your learning is, and your porkart to Kadosh Baruch Hu. How is your learning in Hashem's eyes? Look at your half of Israel. You want to know how your Torah is in Hashem's eyes? Look at your Avos Yisrael. If your Avos Yisrael is great, then your Torah is learning great. And this is what the Nesiv HaShalom says finally on Shavuos. He says, when it comes down to it, what is more Kedusha, the Sefer Torah or the letters? What is more Kedusha, the Sefer Torah or the letters? And then Noam HaLamech says, the Sefer Torah, the Klaf. Because the letters have the Kedusha of everyone has its own Kedusha. But the Klaf has all the Kedusha from all the letters. We should be Zohar Bez Hashem to take these messages of the Meshech Chachma, of the Maral Diskin, the Ramban, Rav Chesed of Kushman, the Nesiv HaShom, of Achdus, of Av Yisrael, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that we care for each other. We're davening for each other, not just davening for Klai Yisrael, davening for the world. We should Zohar to all the Gulas, personally, individually, and collectively, for all Klai Yisrael, Mirtos Shem Shchoich.